So, congratulations, by the way, with your girlfriend.
Thanks, sir. Wow, how attentive of you to know that my birth... Wait, why don't you tell her?
You know. You talk to her every day.
I see her every day.
Yeah.
I do talk to her every day. I guess I can relay the message.
Thank you. Oh, this is awkward.
I mean, I've had this a lot where I just go to someone and be like, I know that their mom...
It's their birthday.
Yeah, their mom had their birthday recently, or their brother, or like one of their family members. And I just come close to them, approach them, and be like scratching my head. How do I even approach them?
Uh-huh.
But then suddenly I blurted out, congratulations with your mom's birthday.
You say that to the mom?
No.
Oh.
No, that's
all right.
No, a family member, that's not their birthday.
Uh-huh.
It's not their birthday.
Yeah, you congratulate people with someone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're saying it like you've never heard of this before.
Oh, I hear it every time. I mean,
like when was your girlfriend's birthday? It's not the same day as yours.
No.
So that's a different thing. Mm. Like my girlfriend, her birthday is the exact same day as mine.
Mm.
So a lot of people would say congratulations to you both. You're both born on the same day.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a you problem.
No, but I'm just saying, I can avoid that awkwardness.
Sure, yeah.
I can avoid the awkwardness of people saying, oh, I heard it was your girlfriend's birthday. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for that, I guess. Have you, like, congratulated her?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes.
You haven't.
No.
That's the thing, is they don't go out of their way to congratulate the other person.
Yeah.
But when they see you and they remembered that they... wanted to congratulate them, they congratulate them through you. You're like a relay to them.
Yeah, but also like a lot of times then afterwards, they still don't congratulate the person that's actually...
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because they already did it. It's like saying hi, but then not saying hi when you see them again. Like, tell them I said hi, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a thing almost in every culture.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Like at least... And like the Middle East, it's pretty common.
Mm.
And the US, it's pretty common.
Okay.
And the Netherlands, it's pretty common.
Yeah.
Doe hem de groeten.
And then you get like, groetjes terug.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, greetings back. But that's always a bit like weird also.
But imagine that, but then for birthdays.
Sure.
That's what I imagine. Is like people are trying to say, tell them I said congratulations or happy birthday.
Yeah.
For me.
From me.
From me, me, whatever. And they just, you know, that's kind of weird.
It is weird. I mean, like, also saying hi to someone indirectly is also a bit weird thinking about it, but...
Sure, but it stems from a time where people, like, you wouldn't go out of your way to just say hi.
Yeah, I guess. It's just, what always happens is then that person you said, like, you how do you call that? You pass the hello to,
mm-hmm.
always says back, well, say hi back, you know, to,
mm-hmm.
so, and then you have to say hi again.
You're
back.
The messenger.
Yeah. So you're like just shifting between two people the whole time.
Yeah.
It's a weird.
Well, okay. So it used to be, I think it stems from a time where people didn't have the means to communicate directly. So like in times where you had to travel to see someone.
Yeah, or when you had like a, I don't know, like a landline, you know, the phone.
Sure.
I think it's easier to say, well, just say hi to this mm-hmm. person who's
sure.
maybe not home, for example.
Yeah. Like you wouldn't be able to message them or something. So, and you also don't have a particular, like you don't have something specific to say. You just want to say, hey, I thought of you.
Yeah, you don't want to start a conversation necessarily. Yeah,
exactly.
You just want to say, you know, I think of you or something like that.
As a, like a social thing, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But for congratulating someone on their birthday, which is once a year.
Yeah, that's kind of iffy.
It's like, take the extra mile. You know?
It's a really small effort to...
Nowadays it is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's like, send a message.
Send a message or a card or whatever. Just, you know, put in some effort, I guess. Pudding.
Talking about pudding, people here love to mash their food to a pulp.
Yeah, for some weird reason, right?
I don't
like.
I feel like it's convenient.
Is it though?
It's like reducing time cutting and eating with a fork.
So like, but also you're mashing it together, right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of times it's not just like you're mashing just your potatoes and you know you eat them after mashing. Yeah. A lot of times it's like potatoes and then veggies and then beef or juice or whatever, and it's just all mixed together in one disgusting plate of whatever.
It becomes a bit homogenous.
Yeah,
like texture wise.
You can just slurp it in like
what?
Yeah.
Oh, more mouth noises, huh? Yeah. What else are you going to do? Some burping? Farting? Yeah. What about picking your nose?
Yeah.
I'll do that. Oh, it's so dry. Oh, should I pull it out?
No, don't.
Okay, I'll keep it in there.
Yeah, that's also disgusting.
We're talking about Dutch habits, weird Dutch habits.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're not trying to, put the Dutch people into a bad light, I guess. What?
We're also Dutch. We're part of this culture.
Sure. Yeah. I know. We are Dutch. Yeah.
I just wanted to say that there are just a few things that if you're more internationally focused, uh-huh, or like you're born multiculturally.
Sure. Yeah.
There are some things about the Dutch culture that I find strange.
Interesting.
Or
disgusting.
Yes. Just, I want to find the logic, but there is usually none except for that. It's just a tradition.
Tradition, habits, you know, I don't think about a lot of these things, but they do happen. Yeah. And when I think about them, like right now, I guess I'm aware of them, but I don't think I do a lot of we wrote down a few habits. A few.
It's a fucking list.
It's not that bad. But I don't do most of these things, I guess. There's also like a few things that are more like country oriented, not necessarily person oriented. So I don't know. I don't do most of these things.
But you do cycle a lot.
Well,
you used to, and then you broke your... No.
Well, yeah, I bruised my rib, but yeah.
And then you were like...
No, I'll bike again. It's just... I don't know. There's a bit of how do you call it? A jump? No?
A threshold?
Yeah. Like, I am a bit, like, hesitant to bike after the accident. But, you know, I just have to do it. So...
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Dutch people are, well, worldwidely known for their bicycle habits.
Mm-hmm. I also, like, from a young age, you're put on a bike.
Dude, yeah.
Get there, son.
Go, yeah.
I find it a very healthy habit. It's a bit scary though, because a lot of people drive drive or bike like a maniac usually.
And yeah.
Without what you're wearing. Well, you're not wearing a helmet.
Yeah. If I fall with a bike with just a hat on, I will just, you know, crack my skull.
But you're supposed to wear a bike helmet.
Yeah, and like I think I always bike with a helmet, but I mean I'm
not to work.
I do. Yeah.
It fits your...
My lifestyle?
Well, the bike
The bike, yeah. But it's just like, I think it should be mandatory for everyone to wear a helmet. Like even when you go to the shop, you know.
For a walk.
For a walk, yeah. When you walk on the street, just wear a helmet. Yeah.
You might...
Hey, you don't know. Like my mom stumbled on a rock a few months ago and broke her arm. I mean, a helmet wouldn't help necessarily in that case, but you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think helmets are always a good idea. So.
But why do you think cycling got so popular here?
Okay, so I've researched a bit about this a few weeks ago, I guess. But I saw pictures of how like the big cities in the Netherlands were, years ago. It's a fucking mess. Like there were cars everywhere. Okay. Like there were like traffic jams in the middle of the city, like in the center, everywhere. Like people couldn't get around. It was just impossible to go somewhere. So, I don't know which president, minister, I guess.
Minister president.
It was minister. Yeah. But they signed a law, I think, or they increased the amount of cycling paths in cities to, you know, to bump up the bicycle usage to, you know, get rid of all those traffic jams everywhere. So that's what happened. And for some reason that caught on and people were biking everywhere.
I have another theory.
What's that?
The land is flat.
Well, that also helps. Sure. Yeah.
Imagine having to bike up.
You need infrastructure, right? Like,
of course.
If even if it's a flat country and there's no infrastructure, people will not still bike, but they will bike less than here.
I agree. Like, in Florida, it's a very flat country mostly.
No one bikes there probably, or
like, no, because there's no infrastructure. Yeah. Like in cities, there are some paths, but
normally it's like an afterthought too, right? Yes. The bicycle lanes, even if there are bicycle lanes,
they're usually on the sidewalk.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're not lanes; they're just cycle on the sidewalk.
Yeah. So here they are like really fenced off, I guess. Not always, but I mean they're like separate ways for bikes to ride on.
Not in our city, Vlaardingen.
Woo! Yeah, like I was looking at the street here and crossing the street, and there were like bikes everywhere going, and you know, it's a fucking mess and dangerous, and like kids like that are like seven or whatever also biking around, cars everywhere.
Yeah,
I don't know, but that's the thing that we are also used to though. Like from a young age, you learn to deal with all that traffic, I guess.
That's the thing when Kaylee saw the bikes for the first time. It was a culture shock for her when she saw that people were just driving through masses of people. You know, like how do you even not get an accident? This is normal.
In the middle of a street when people are walking, just bike around.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or like during, just like, you know, the spits, as we call it.
Yeah.
Like after work.
Yeah, like the high traffic periods. Yeah. I don't know what you call that, but
yeah, I'll look it up later. But when people are commuting back to home or to work, it's a bit crowded.
A bit is like
an understatement.
Yeah.
But it is it's very funny to just, like, I don't know, if you would film it and look back at it, you would be like, holy crap, that's crazy how like smooth everything is going.
Well, I mean, that's like when people from other countries go to the Netherlands, they are like shocked because they see that. They see like a giant mayhem of bikes and cars everywhere, and still everything is going smoothly. So
rush hour,
that's the word. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's like the Netherlands is like 40% of the hours are rush hour.
Yeah.
It's getting crowded.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, bikes are a good thing. So I really like the bike culture we have. I think it should be more, to be honest.
I wish it was a bit more comfortable here in our city.
Yeah.
For example. So there's still improvements to be made. And I think it's a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Helmets, I'm not used to them, but I can see why they are important.
Yeah.
It's kind of, that's the point I wanted to make. It's, we love biking, but we all underestimate how dangerous it is.
I mean, we do the same with cars, to be honest though. Like people underestimate how dangerous cars are.
Oh yeah.
So
it's a high percentage of getting in an accident with a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, with cycling, I don't know how bad it is, but it's usually when it happens, it's worse.
Yeah, exactly. And because, you know, people are not protected in any way. So I think, again, a helmet should be mandatory to prevent any like head damage, because that's like the main, you know, the main problem, or the main, how do you call that? The main way to get a terrible accident or like die, I guess, is if you have head trauma. So on a bike.
How about biking through icy weather?
Oh yeah, that's also fun. That's also a Dutch thing, I guess, right? Like
anywhere, it's very Dutch.
It doesn't matter what kind of weather it is. People are biking everywhere. It's like when it's freezing, it's fucking ice cold, and it's like slippery as hell. People still bike.
I've seen multiple people almost break their bodies.
Yep.
Falling off the bike in the same spot in front of them, like 5 seconds before. They don't stop. They don't slow down.
They still go. They keep going. But they just stand up and they go bike again.
Yep. Well, they're like bruised hip.
Yeah, they don't care. It's all fine.
And when they arrive, they'll be like, "Tokkeweer."
Yeah,
they would be complaining about the weather. yeah, no matter what.
Yeah, that's also a very, very Dutch thing to complain about the weather.
Mm-hmm. Would you complain about the weather today?
Well, like for fun, I guess. But
what do you mean for fun? We did complain about the weather. We did.
Yeah, you're right. We complained about the weather. It's very hot, by the way. Here we go.
The thing is, like, outside, I can deal with it. There's some wind. Also choosing to go outside.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're inside and you're like, oh, I want to be productive. And you're literally sweating.
Dude, my brain is like running at 5% right now because it's just too hot inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweaty everywhere. It's sticky. It's terrible.
My brain is boiling.
Like Dutch summers are like, I think, the worst. I would rather be in like the desert or something. I don't know. Please, just let me be in the Sahara Desert on a camel. That would be better than this shit.
I don't know about that, but
I do.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You know, have a nice tea in the middle of a desert.
Oh yes. But it is a pretty common thing to
complain.
It's okay. It's also another thing is. Since we take the bike so often, we get affected by the weather.
Yeah.
I also have a theory there that since we are, you know, exposed to the elements on our way to work.
We're outside, too.
Like, that's true, though. Yeah. Like, most countries, when people go to work, they
just drive with a car, and then they go inside a building and then they work.
I'm talking about Western countries, but yeah.
Okay, sure.
Like, exactly. They just... get out of their house, take 5 steps, get in the car.
Yeah.
And then...
turn on the AC.
If necessary.
Yeah.
Yep. And they would arrive at the office with AC, which we don't have.
Yeah, we're melting. Complaining about the weather still.
That's the thing. We are complaining about things that we, as a society, can change if we want it. For a big part. Not the biking, maybe, as well, actually.
Yeah.
But more like... imagine if all our houses had AC, like built-in AC.
Yeah, but that's not a solution, though.
It is.
No.
I would be happy.
I mean,
I would not complain at home.
No, it's just like, I mean, environmentally wise, that's not a solution, right?
It is a solution. It is the solution.
No, what? It doesn't help with like global warming. Let's just...
okay, but there's like 90% of global warming is not... it's not like, wait.
I know it's not like solvable by not, you know, buying air conditioning, but...
I'm talking about the solution for the problems we have currently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's 31 degrees in my room when I sit upstairs.
Yeah, an AC would help in that
That's
situation.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not trying to solve global warming.
I am.
I agree that we have to reduce energy consumption, but that means that we have to adjust our buildings.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we have to adjust our way of living to the current situation.
Like, there are buildings that are better suited for different weather conditions.
Yeah.
Or, like, there's ways you can make the airflow better.
Yeah. But it's also, like, that's also a Dutch thing, I guess. Like, we have a lot of old buildings, like, really, really old buildings.
Sure, yeah.
And they're always, like, badly isolated, for example. Mm-hmm. So that also doesn't help with the weather situation. And also the amount of, like, heating you have to do in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So
how much did you pay for heating?
Oh boy, I don't know. Way too much. Like, way too much.
Yeah.
It's always way too much.
It's surprising.
Yeah, exactly. And also like the prices went up, of course. Hey, complaining again.
Mm-hmm.
The prices went up, of course.
They did go up. But how about, you know, I like to brag about when I buy things that are cheap. And like, I complain when things are expensive, but I brag about things when they are cheap.
So you brag about, so like, oh, I had to set a discount, or
or like, oh my god, I snagged this thing on sale for like 50% of the price.
Uh-huh.
Or for example, electronics. Sure. Oh my god, if I can get like 10% off of a new product.
It's also a Dutch thing, right? Like getting everything as cheap as possible.
Maybe. I think a lot of people would want to do that, but I think we are happy about getting things cheaper, and we share our strategies. I think we talk about it more often than other people.
Yeah. It's also bragging, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to tell someone, like, hey, well, you know, I
found a way.
You know, I've done it. I've cracked the code.
Yes.
I've got a good deal.
Yeah. We're paying out of our noses for gas and electricity. But, yeah. You know, I have, on my own personal bonus at Albert Heijn, I got 50% off on the avocado this week.
It was 50 cents cheaper. Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah.
I like to brag about it when I get something and it's extraordinary, like it's not on sale for a lot of people, but yeah. I have a discount code or some bullshit.
You're special, that's why.
It does feel special.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are special.
What was the last thing you bought and you were like, oh yeah, I got a good deal on that?
That's a good question. Like, I don't think I have. Yeah, I mean, I bought an AC.
Oh.
And that was like pretty good because I was looking at different websites and they were all like really expensive. But I found one website where it was like 200 or 300 euros cheaper. And I was like, well, that's nice. So that was a good deal.
And you didn't brag about it.
I didn't brag about it. No.
You should have.
Again, that's... I don't think it's a thing for me. Like, I might be Dutch, but not that Dutch, I guess.
Oh, man. But it's good to share that.
Like, when people ask me, like, the prices, I give it to them, and then I might brag a bit about it. Like, hey, I got it very cheap. But
it's like, for example, I would bring it up in context. Like, oh, it's been so hot that we just settled for an AC, but...
I got a good deal on
it. I got a good deal on it. You want to know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we also talk about prices a lot, I think. Like, even the numbers are getting called out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally like the monetary value of something.
Yeah, we are pretty like money oriented, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
That's not on the list.
No, it's not on the list, but, you know.
That's probably one of the worst things, I think, of the Dutch, I want to say culture, but like, I think a pretty common Dutch habit is to, like, I'm going to say it, care a lot about expenses.
Yeah.
Being stingy, mostly.
Yeah.
It's not even for others. It's also for themselves.
It's mainly for themselves.
Well, I mean, like, they don't even spend something for themselves. They're like, I don't deserve this. I'm going to just eat dry bread. I've had people do that. Even my age.
Just to save money. Or like be cheap, I guess.
It's just a weird habit.
Yeah.
I don't think they think about expenses directly. Mm. I think they in their mind it's like, this will suffice. Why would I splurge?
Yeah, well, again, that's not me though, but...
No, it's not me directly either, but...
I do see it happen a lot though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it affects me sometimes because I have to hang out with people who are like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Why are you buying? Wait, is that your lunch? Stuff like that.
Is that even a lunch?
Yeah. Or like, how can you eat that without anything extra?
Well, it was cheap.
Oh yeah, I don't need more. It's that mentality.
Yeah.
And it extends towards money.
Mm-hmm.
It can extend towards money. It can, especially. It's annoying when it extends towards like if they're a host.
So yeah.
They have guests coming over.
Sure.
And all they provide is like...
One cookie
and a coffee.
And like a dry ass cookie.
Yeah. Like out of their...
like a jar, yeah.
Grandma's jar. But like, I've been there.
Yeah, me too.
More, and then they put away the jar. They don't even ask you, hey, you want more?
Well, they don't even like open the jar and put it on the table. No. It's like they open it and they present it to you. It's close. like look what I provide.
Here, take
and
one.
You get a cookie and and then they close the lid and then the jar will just disappear and never to be seen again.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
I've been there. But have you been there where they kind of hint that you should leave before dinner time?
Yeah, I've had that multiple times and it's really awkward always because it feels like I'm not... You know, I'm not nice enough, I guess, to hang out with. Like, but I know it's a Dutch thing. So it's like, especially when, at the end of the day, right? Like, it doesn't happen a lot with lunch. I mean, it might happen, I guess. But when you're visiting somewhere and it's like the end of the day and they, you know, they want to eat dinner or they want to prepare dinner, but they haven't like thought about it. Like they haven't, how do you call that?
Planned for you.
They haven't planned for you to also eat dinner there. Yeah. So they're like trying to, you know, politely politely move you out of the house without like saying directly like, hey, you should leave right now because we're going to eat. But they do kind of say that.
Yes.
In a way.
I've been there too. And I've been there with friends. I've been there with like my girlfriend's family.
Uh-huh.
And it's always like, are you serious?
It's like, can't you just, you know, think about something to, you know, eat together? Or like, can't you order something? Or can't you like,
yeah,
I don't know. It always feels like I'm not good enough for to be there. It's not the case, but.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it is partly that. Maybe it's like a private situation
maybe they have like a ritual or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, again, it's very much like a habitual thing where they are not expecting you to stay over. Mm-hmm. So they are not going to even plan or think about it. Well, or adjust their plans.
Adjust their life to your guests, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's also the same with like, when you want to visit someone, you have to make an appointment beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's impossible to just suddenly appear at your friend's house and they're like, hey, can you, you know, want to hang out?
Yeah.
No. That's not a thing. Like, you have to...
Yeah.
You have to send a message or call them and ask, like, hey, do you have time, like, in 3 weeks?
That's a thing, yeah. Like, I don't know how to actually approach this because on one hand, I like making appointments because...
I think it's good to make appointments.
But on the other hand, if somebody wants to come over like the next day and I have nothing planned, why not? But
yeah,
I think it goes both ways.
Like for big things, for example, I think it's nice to plan ahead. Like if you want to do something together, like even if it's in the house, for example, I think it's nice to plan ahead. But, you know, if you just want to hang out or go somewhere and, you know, have a drink at someone's house and then just leave, that's also not like a possibility because a lot of times you're also like, you know, shoved aside.
Yeah. There's situations where I would prefer appointments. For example, I have to travel far to see someone, or they have to travel far to see me. So it's almost a special occasion. Yeah. I want to have a whole day scheduled for them. I don't want it to be a sudden thing where they, oh, I'm coming over tomorrow. I'm like, oh, that's once in a few months that they come over. So I want it to be a special occasion.
Yeah, you want to prepare that.
Exactly. On the other hand, like, I don't have a lot of friends who are like 10, 15 minutes away. But if I did, you know, I can imagine just saying, hey, you want to hang out in a few hours?
Yeah.
Want to come over? Want to have a coffee? Want to have a drink? I don't know. Also, like, things have changed for our generation. I feel like we are very digital.
Yeah.
So when we want to hang out, I usually just call someone online.
Yeah.
And I'm hanging out online. That's my social, like, environment.
Yeah, that also works.
I'm like, there's probably people who still go out to bars or like have people over.
Yeah.
I'm more of a, I'm just gonna sit at home and I'm gonna contact my friends online.
Yeah.
And it still is somewhat like you still have a social circle, but it's not physical, which is kind of a shame, you know.
Yeah.
I wish it was a physical thing where I could just look at someone's face, have a physical connection with someone too.
Like when you're sitting in a circle for a birthday, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I haven't done that in a while.
But you have.
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't?
Well, you know, people outside of the Netherlands, I guess.
Yeah, you think this is very Dutch?
Like
very Dutch thing.
The circle shape and everything, it's pretty Dutch.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think a lot of times, what I've seen at least, is that people just sit at tables, you know, or create like little groups that sit everywhere.
Or hang on the couch. A group is standing up. And a group
exactly.
Sitting but at the dinner table.
But for some reason, when it's someone's birthday here in the Netherlands, everyone just... All the chairs get collected from the house and there's like a ritual where a circle is formed. And then we have like a, how do you call that? A satanic circle in the middle and we spawn a demon. No. Oh, but
the cake.
We spawn a cake, yeah.
fire.
The cake does provide. Yeah, it's a weird thing, to be honest. Like, it always feels really awkward to sit in a circle, because also like communicating in a circle doesn't work a lot of times, because you can talk to like two people that are directly on your sides,
I guess, yeah.
Or otherwise you have to like reach around people or like shout to the, to the other side of the circle. Around. Yeah.
I've been there where like in circles, usually in my experience, it's only a few people are talking. A lot of
and
people
everyone
are listening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because it's probably really difficult to communicate. Yes.
Imagine if everyone was talking.
it's just a mess.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. That's why I think that like little groups would make more sense, but you know, then you get groups.
I think on one hand, I really like the concept of seeing everyone.
Sure.
And like being, you know, so I feel like sometimes when you're not in a circle, you get excluded from some groups.
I just wanted to say, like, the circle does, like, is very inclusive, I guess, or like...
The circle doth provide.
Doth provide, yeah. The cake and social interactions.
The circle provides all of us.
Yeah. The circle.
All hail the circle.
All hail the circle and the cake.
But on the other hand, it's... If you want to have a conversation, oh man, I've been there where I'm like, hey, I want to ask you a question. And then the whole group is quiet and they listen to us have a one-on-one private conversation.
Please, I just want to talk to him or her.
Yeah. I've been there too where like, why is everyone listening to us?
Well, they have no one else to talk to. So,
and it feels kind of rude to talk through them suddenly. So like if somebody starts a conversation... Well,
again, it's a circle. Everyone is like directly looking at each other in their eyes. So of course it's impolite, because you're like used to like, you know, when you talk to someone and you look in the eyes and you listen to each other, you know.
Yeah.
And like when it's a whole circle, everyone is just like, okay, who's going to talk now? Let's just all focus on this conversation.
Mm-hmm. And when we say circle, we literally mean a physical circle.
Yes.
It's like almost a geometrically accurate circle.
Well, I have seen different shapes, but most of the times they are like circular-ish, I guess.
How about like when they provide nourishment? Not the cake, but like what do they bring at birthday party?
So a lot of times there is like a table in the middle, right, of the circle. Sure. Not always, but sometimes there is a table in the middle, and it's always like cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Like cubes of cheese,
yes,
with mustard
and toothpicks
yeah and like there's how do you call it, the
sausage
yeah, like the, oh man, I think that's also a Dutch thing, I guess.
Is it the dry sausage?
Yeah, like the pink weird it's disgusting.
Is it
also with mustard, by the way?
Okay,
we like mustard.
Fouet?
No, that's like a dried sausage.
Yeah,
I mean like the, how do you call that? Gelderse rookvlees. No, not rookvlees. Ah, what is it called again? It's so Dutch, I think.
Rookworst?
So no, it's not rookworst. No. So it's cheese and sausage.
Yes.
And then
crackers?
Sometimes there are crackers. Not always, by the way.
Oh.
I think that's it. Like that's like a lot of times it's just that.
It's keto friendly.
It's also crap, but I mean, it's just cheese and sausage.
Yeah. A lot of times, well, when you're like upgrading it, you'll get a cheese platter, and that's not only cheese, but you get like slices of like prosciutto, and
that's a fancy one. Dude.
Yeah, upgrading.
Like I'm thinking about like tapas, for example, in Spain. I mean, that's a really nice to get. Oh, yeah. You know, like a like big plank with all and like grapes and whatever. No. You just get like a plate, a literal plate from the cabinet, and it's just, you know, cheese and sausage on it.
Hmm. And that's like, and chips, maybe.
Yeah, sometimes like nuts.
Nuts. Bottle hop. Bottle notches.
Bottle notches, yeah.
Bottle notches. Is lekker, hoor.
Lekker. Van duivies.
Dus.
Okay.
Dus. Use the word dus. We use the word dus for everything.
Dus.
Dus?
Dus?
Dus.
So... I mean, dus is like asking a question, but also like, I don't know, ending a sentence, I guess.
Isn't it basically so?
It is, but it's used in different ways.
What ways?
Well, I mean, I have never heard like an English sentence where someone ends the sentence with so.
Okay, yeah.
And we do with thus, dus.
Thus.
Dus.
Thus. Maybe it is a thus.
Thus.
It can mean different things.
Yeah. But we overuse it though.
Maybe.
It's like a sentence ender.
I guess so. It's also something in Dutch we call it a stop word.
Mm, yeah.
But if you look that up, it's something else in English.
Okay. So that doesn't work.
No. It's like in English we have the like.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
I don't know how you like, there's probably a name for it, a terminology to use for the word like, and people overuse that too.
Yeah.
Including me, like right now.
like.
But the Dutch dus, D-U-S, is like a like a so,
uh-huh.
like a thus. Like uh-huh. it can mean different things. And people use it at the start of a sentence, in the middle of a sentence.
They use it just as a single word to you know, react to something.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
like
yeah.
When you see something on the street that's weird, you're like, dus.
Dus.
It's like, what?
Well.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. We use that word for a lot of...
Yeah, weird things.
Yeah. Dus.
That's a good one.
I don't want to start this topic. Uh-huh. I don't want to start this topic.
Does it start with a W? Hey, don't just...
It starts with a W.
Yeah.
Because it's... They say.
And it's also weird.
Yeah. So, they say stands for water closet.
Huh. Wait, what?
It's, yeah.
Is that, okay.
It's
a closet, closet, but that's a French word, right?
Maybe. Water isn't French.
No, that's true.
So, I think it comes from the English.
Oh yeah, it is. From a water cabinet, I guess.
Yeah.
Or a water closet.
Uh-huh.
Huh. So it's a place to store your water in? That doesn't make any sense.
It's just a closet with water, where water runs.
Yeah, but normally when you put something in a closet, you'd want to try to take it out of the closet eventually,
Well, don't we
right?
take a shit?
Yeah, but you don't want to take it out.
Well, we take it.
We do take it, I mean, but you know, you flush it down.
Yeah, but we still take it.
Yeah, I guess.
Take a piss, take a shit.
So the thing is, like, Dutch toilets are a lot of times pretty weird.
Yes.
I mean, I've mainly seen it with old houses, though, and, like, old toilets. But
how about not having a sink to wash your hands?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. I have that same problem.
I have that, too, currently.
It's really annoying. But I think that's the problem also with old houses, I guess, because a lot of times the toilet was, like, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Same with the bathroom, but anyway. But Dutch toilets are like, how do you call that? So I think a lot of times toilets are like directly into the water, right?
Like, say that again.
How can I explain this, like, verbally, how a toilet looks and functions, right?
Yeah, the toilet itself is shaped in a way that
all your
excrements
get immediately go into the water, like with a good toilet, at least
they get dumped in the water.
Yeah. So yes. when you shit or piss, I guess.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. It just goes into the water.
There goes our sponsor.
Yeah. It goes. I mean, maybe like
also
a toilet provider will like sponsor us.
Maybe.
I don't know. Kruwe. Or I don't know. I was trying to think of other Dutch toilet brands, but anyway.
Yeah, I forgot.
So it goes immediately into the water. But for some weird reason, we have toilets where there's like a plank.
I wouldn't say plank because then...
It's like a small bowl, I guess. So again, it's a normal size toilet. It's just instead of it going directly into the water, there's like a like an elevated part.
Yes.
So when you do your stuff, it gets like saved on there. It's like laying there. Like open.
Yeah, it had, so instead of your duty going down in the water,
uh-huh.
It lands on a little plateau.
Presentation plate.
Yes. It lands on a little plateau.
Just like the sausage on a plate.
Yeah, or like Okay. That's God. It lands on a plateau or a presentation
platter.
For some reason, my parents still have that kind of toilet. And it can be handy, like if you have to if you have to pick up some of that excrement for
doctor, I guess.
For a doctor, yeah, for an inspection.
Or like even like your own personal inspection. It's all also nice, I guess.
But it's not worth it.
No.
It's not worth it.
No.
I think
it's terrible.
I think the one time you need to do that, just put some toilet paper.
Sure.
Down the hole.
Well, should we talk about this in detail or not? Like,
yes.
Okay.
As detailed as possible.
I like trying to explain why this doesn't work as well as you think. Or like, I don't think anyone thinks this works well. But anyway, so the first problem is the smell, right? Because yes. It's not going in the water immediately. So it's just laying there in the open.
Yes.
So all the smells just, you know, go up in the air, just hang around, you know? It's a nice stinky mess. And then also a problem is, you have to stand up before you flush in that case also. I mean, that's also a nice thing to do anyway, but you know,
yeah,
you have to stand up because if you flush that thing when you're still sitting, your ass is going to get wet.
Probably.
And that's also like, even if you're standing up and you flush, you know, water is going to probably spray.
Yeah, it happens sometimes where like... Since it's like a mound, uh-huh. your excrement is a mound, and then the water comes from the top and it goes in the shape of the bowl.
It's like
it hits the side. It's
like a dam. It's like a poop dam.
It's more like a like a, how do you call that? Like
it depends on how it lands. That's also the problem, sure, right?
Yeah, it depends on how that. If it's like dry poop,
sure.
That's like a log. It can create a dam.
Yes. Like, I've had it before where the turd would rotate because of the water
and then wouldn't flush. It would stay there,
yeah.
Like aerodynamic, but then for water.
God, it's so bad. It's terrible.
I've had that too. It's like, please, man, please.
Just flush.
And then I take the brush.
Oh no.
And then I put some toilet paper so the brush doesn't get nasty. But then God.
Why? Just use a normal toilet.
It's an adventure, dude.
Oh, God.
I still don't know the exact reason toilets are like that, but they are.
Like, the only reason is, like, you can inspect your own poop. That's the only reason.
Yeah, but that can't be the reason. Like, that you don't need to do that every day.
Yeah, no, but you can't like swap around your toilet every few weeks.
I know,
weeks.
But like for the one time you want to do that, just put in toilet paper.
Yeah, but I mean, like if you don't have a toilet like that, you probably will never inspect your poop, right? Unless something is weird.
Sure.
So, hey, like this toilet.
Again, you don't need to inspect your poop unless something is weird.
This toilet is like the best invention ever. It forces you to inspect your poop every day. Anyway.
Man.
You know what also people do in their toilets or their rooms, toilet rooms, I guess?
Well.
They hang their birthday calendars in the bathroom.
I mean, while you're dealing with the adventure, you have like, time to look.
You're like busy building your own dam, I guess.
Getting the nice wafts of poop.
Yeah, you can look at the calendar and see like, oh, Petra's birthday is tomorrow while you're shitting your brains out.
While you're getting... I can't. This episode is going down the shitter, dude.
Oh.
But yeah, that is pretty interesting. We have calendars in our toilets.
Why?
I don't.
I mean, like, I kind of get it. Like, it's a place where you sit down, you know, you're not doing anything. Well, like, I think a lot of people are using their phones right
now. Actively, yeah.
But you're not doing anything actively. And like, when there's a calendar hanging there with like birthdays, you're like, oh, wait, yeah, it's you know, it's... Mm-hmm. This person's birthday next week.
But don't you have that on your phone?
Yeah, well, nowadays, I guess.
It stems from a time where people didn't have phones and they wanted something to read or do.
But I mean, toilet. I still see people having calendars in the toilet.
It's tradition.
So it's tradition.
It's tradition, bro.
I don't know why.
Like, I don't know. I've been to people's toilets and then I'm like, okay, well, I can see whose birthday is coming up for you.
I'm like mainly surprised when I forget someone's birthday. And like I'm at someone else's toilet and I see the calendar hanging there, and then like their partner's birthday is in a week and I didn't even know. Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. And I grab my phone and just update my calendar, I guess.
What else would they put on the on those calendars? Just birthdays? Will they put down some like very
like wedding celebration days, you know, stuff like that, or when someone died? I've also seen that.
That's so weird.
Yeah, you're taking the shit and you're like, oh no, their grandpa died.
I feel like I want to. Want to stop? That topic was actually my limit.
No, we're fine.
Are we?
Yeah, we are fine.
No, I want to stop.
You're being too direct.
Yes, you should be okay with that.
No, we're Dutch. I'm not. I'm also really direct. So.
So I just want to stop now.
Yeah, there's a weird balance between being direct or not, and also like what kind of direct you are, I guess.
Explain.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just difficult. Like, you can be direct while being an asshole, but you can also be direct and not be an asshole. You know what I mean?
But that depends on your gender and how nice you look.
I don't think that's the thing, right?
I think it affects it for me.
I mean, sure, it helps if you look like very nice or like, I don't know, polite in any way.
Like, I think this is about charisma and what people can get away with well.
You get away with more with when you're a charismatic person, sure.
And that's one part of it. But I know what you're saying. It's more the way you bring an opinion. And when people are direct, they usually have a strong opinion about something that is not exactly the same opinion that someone else has.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it can even be like as simple as like, you know, grab that bag, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, a nice way to say that, I guess, but it's also... Sure.
Some commands are very... For a lot of cultures, it would be impolite to say it like
that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It also feels like efficient or something. Like maybe people do it so they can be like, I don't know, just waste less time on, you know, being polite.
There's a thing in Arabic culture. It's called, let me think about this. I don't know. Like the translation of it would be like, we don't know each other yet. We're like still on.
You're strangers or not strangers, but.
We're still on like on terms or something. Like you're still on the voorbehoud.
Okay.
Like how do you say that?
Yeah.
In English. But. A lot of relationships or I guess friendships, when they start, you're like still testing out the waters.
Yeah,
You're feeling it out.
You're trying to find like the edges or like, I don't know, how far can you go without, you know, offending someone?
Yeah. And in a lot of cultures, that extends to a very, 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 very long time
or
never ends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're always like extra polite with your guests, with friends, especially like... When you get older and people come over or at like events and stuff like that, or at work, there's like hierarchy, there's age differences, there's a lot of like rules, social rules that apply.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the Netherlands, it's a free for all. Nobody cares.
It's same as the bike lanes. It's just a mess.
Like socially, there's not a lot of rules as to like respect your elders. Yeah. It's your own family that you have to respect.
Yeah, and even that is not like a big thing in the Netherlands. Like we don't care about, I mean, we just put them into like a hospitality, how do you call that? A nursing home.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just forget about them.
Mm-hmm. And we already talked about how people deal with you if you want to have dinner at their place.
Yeah.
And
well, they learned that from their parents, so it's their own fault.
True.
There you go.
It's tradition.
It's tradition, yeah.
But I feel like there is like culturally a big difference with how Dutch people approach situations, like just social situations that are a bit more difficult. That there's something like a conflict, I would say.
Yeah.
Or there's like, you know, pick up your shit.
Yeah.
Like I would just say pick up your shit, but I would say please afterward.
I would say like, could you please pick up the shit?
Yeah.
Like it's bothering me or whatever. Yeah. Like I would even like try to make a more like incentive or like mm-hmm. explain why it's important for me to make it better.
A lot of people don't do that.
No. They just like, say, just pick it up.
Yeah.
Like nothing else.
I feel like, I wouldn't say that's efficiency.
No, I don't think it is. I was just trying to, for some reason, like make reason of it, but.
It's more like they can't be bothered with caring so much.
Yeah. I mean, it all like blends together, right? Because but, like
yeah.
the not being hospital, the not being, is hospital the right word? Not being polite, not being like, you know, yeah. taking care of guests,
mm-hmm.
not like, you know, using words and sentences that are, you know, friendly, polite, or help people, you know, it's mm-hmm. just, I don't know. It's weird.
And a lot of people just say, we're just direct. And in yeah. a sense, it is true. We don't use extra words and we say what we want.
Yeah, but we also just hurt people by doing that, I guess.
I think Dutch people can handle it. I can handle it. If somebody just tells me, pick up your shit,
I'll do it. That's the thing. Like, you're used to it yeah. because that's like the thing here. But
I would be like, oh, I could have asked that nicer.
Yeah.
But if you say that with foreigners, if there's like an exchange student or an expat or whatever, and they're here and you talk to them like that, they will be very
yeah
unhappy
at yeah, that moment. Yeah, they would think that something is wrong also. But, yeah. You know.
Like, what did I do?
I've had it like, I think once at work where, I don't know why, but there was a guy who pulled me aside and he was like, can we talk for a few minutes? And I was like, wait, what? Why? And he pulled okay. me aside and he was like, so I have this feeling that you don't like me. he asked that directly to okay. me. And I was like, what? Wait, what? Why? He's like, yeah, just, you know, you're pretty like direct and like rude. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, just a normal conversation. I'm like, I do nothing wrong. Like,
and you were trying to be polite.
Yeah.
So but even then, you kind of hurt someone.
Yeah, he picked it up as like being impolite.
Hmm. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I think there is a thing where you can go overboard.
Sure.
Being more polite, generally being more polite is nicer. I feel like some people are also oversensitive.
Sure.
When they, I don't know, like they expect the nicest way of communication every single time, but people have emotions. And that's also a thing, is if you're gonna be very polite every time mm-hmm. and hide your true feelings,
yeah,
basically you're going to create an atmosphere of where people are maybe going to be afraid to express themselves as mm-hmm. well. So I feel like that part is kind of nice,
or they might abuse it.
Yeah, for example, I've had situations recently where, you know, I've expressed myself in a way and I tried to stay polite, but I still hurt people.
Yeah.
Because they took it like very personally. And I was like, I didn't mean to hurt you, but I have some feedback. Mm. It hurt me that I couldn't be that direct because I wanted to just express myself. I was frustrated.
Yeah.
And I still hurt someone and I felt guilty afterward.
Yeah.
I couldn't even.
But I know what you mean, because you're like, well, we've known, or like, you know, with the other person, I guess, mm-hmm. you probably knew her or him like a long time. And you're like, well,
a while, yeah.
why can't we talk like this? Like, where can we like give feedback to each other and be direct in this way?
Yeah. And why can't you understand that I also am frustrated?
Yeah.
You know, it goes two ways. I feel like when we're direct, we also accept other people to be unhappy, frustrated, unsatisfied, and just annoyed, and we accept that from each other. That's a nice thing, I think, about the Dutch culture. Like we're sometimes assholes to each other, but we also accept that we can be assholes because we're in a bad mood.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice. You know who are also assholes a lot of times?
Tell me.
You were looking at the camera. Like it's not the viewers.
Oh. Okay.
They're very polite, but don't look at them.
I don't know.
But people, when they are waiting in line to enter or exit a train or tram,
there's
or bus,
no. Those are just assholes.
There's no. Again, there are no rules, and everyone is just going like
There are rules. What do you mean?
It's everyone for themselves, dude.
There are rules.
Like, I have to catch my bus or my train. Just fuck off.
I'm getting frustrated right now. Actually getting frustrated.
That's how it is.
But honestly, there are rules. There are rules. Yeah, and it makes physically no sense to stand in front of a fucking door when it's opening and there's a mass of people coming out.
It's not only rules, but it's also like, you know, common sense. Like, you know, you can be polite. You live with other people in this world. You're not the only person.
It's not even about polite. Being polite. It's not about that. This is about people.
Basic human decency?
No, not even about that. It's about efficiency slash how physically the world works.
Uh-huh.
Two people cannot go through each other.
Wait, they can't?
Oh, shit. They cannot go through each other.
Uh-huh.
But they can go one by one. Uh-huh. Or like one after another.
When a bus is like fully loaded and people have to get off, you know, and people want to go in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my number one.
Let people go off first so you can enter because there is space.
Or like at metros, that happens so often.
Yeah.
People just stand in front of the door. You can't even get out.
Yeah, the door opens and it's just a bunch of people standing there.
It takes 5 seconds to let people out and then you can get in.
And there's more space then.
I always bump into people. I don't want to go out of my way to like, I'm squeezing out. Dude, give me some space. I want to get out. So yeah, there's no excuse for them. I feel like they're just assholes.
There's no excuse at all.
But why is that a thing? Why?
I think people are really selfish.
In my mind, if I want to be in the transportation thing, the quickest, I have to stand next to the door, not in front.
There's no logic to it. It's like I have to go in the train. That's all that happens in their brain. And that's it. Like, oh, door open, I enter. That's it.
But
I know. I think the problem is that we like to not overthink, but we like to think about things and, you know, make
you
sense.
You have to
and
think about things.
Like logic in a certain situations, but
there's physically no space. There's physically no space. I'm not talking about politeness. I'm not talking about friendliness.
Uh-huh.
Not even talking about rules. Uh-huh. These are like you're in
common
a physical
sense.
You're existing in a physical realm with physical limits. when you want to enter something and there's no space, or there's a force of a mass of 100 people force going out of the train, you cannot stand in front of it. You have to stand aside, let them pass, and then you can go in.
But I want to enter train.
I'm done. I cannot talk about this anymore. Like, this actually frustrates me because this happens almost every day.
Yeah, it's insane. I really don't get it.
Me neither. I already explained how I'm frustrated.
Should we just touch on the last subject, I guess?
Sure.
We have we should just end it, I guess, because this is not like really important, I guess. But we have like a monthly siren that's going off every month. Yes. The first Monday of the month, there's a siren going off everywhere in the whole Netherlands, everywhere.
Yes.
So that's something you have to get used to, especially it's around 12 a.m. p.m. What's it called? A.m.
12 p.m.
Is that p.m.?
Yes, a.m. is midnight.
Wow.
You learned something new.
Wow. So in the middle of the day, the alarm goes off and it's really loud and it's really annoying, especially when you're on a call or like walking outside. It's just a noise.
Yep.
It's there to, you know, to make sure that everything works still in case of a war. I don't know, if we get like flushed by the ocean because we are like a few meters.
Toxic fumes and stuff like
Toxic fumes, yeah.
Sure. I've had that actually where
the
alarm
siren go off?
Yes.
Oh, I only get like a message on my phone, I guess, but
it was like, I think it was in Delft still or something. I don't remember where it was. But
oh yeah, there was like a fire one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, so there are sirens, like multiple sirens throughout the city and not all of them went off, I think.
Yeah.
Because the wind blew a specific way. So they turned on the sirens where the wind blew in that direction.
Smart.
So everybody also got a phone message.
Mm.
And
that's also really loud, by the way. But
yeah, it scares the shit out of me.
Yeah. And I always get two because I have two SIM cards in my phone. So that's like a double surprise.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was good. I think it's a good mechanic, good it's service. Good,
yeah, I guess. It's just like you kind of get used. No, you don't. I was to say you get used to it, but you don't. Like you when it goes off, you're like, oh, it's like 12 on a Monday, right? Yeah, it is.
The first Monday of the month.
And then you move on again. But it's, yep. I don't know.
It's a good reminder of like, okay.
That thing still exists.
Yeah. I guess. And it still works.
And it still works, yeah.
Honestly, I think it's a bit too long.
Yeah.
They just let it run for like a minute and a half.
And I also think like every month is maybe a bit too excessive. Like every 2 months or 3 months would be like fine too.
There's a thing you could say like, shouldn't it be tested every day?
Oh my God.
Like, no, but seriously.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
If you want to check if it works,
yeah,
shouldn't you check it every day?
It's just like nowadays, everyone also gets like a message on their phone. So yeah. That's like a backup. So
I think it's just kind of arbitrary that they chose once. Like it's not that often, but it's often enough. And
yeah.
it does create some kind of weird feelings inside me.
Yeah, I got tense when it goes off. I'm like, oh crap, you know, exactly. Something is happening, and then it's like, oh, nothing happens.
I feel like if it's more often than once a month, it's gonna affect my mental health.
Yeah, I don't think I can take that.
But the thing is, people kind of accepted this part, like, yeah, anything can happen at any moment. And that's what it reminds me of when I hear it.
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of that the world can end in like any second.
Nice.
So, but we're happily, you know, happily going on with our life.
Like when I hear the thing go off, the only thing I think about is like, okay, so when the Germans invade us.
The Germans
invade us again. They just have to do it at 12, the first Monday of the month.
Perfectly timed.
And then, you know, the perfect invasion.
I've thought about that.
About the perfect invasion?
No.
Oh, okay.
About something happening at the time of the testing.
Uh-huh.
What will happen? Will they have a different sound?
Well, I think everything will go exactly the same as it is right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll get like maybe a second message or something. Like, maybe. Hey, the Germans are here.
But I feel like it could be a problem. Yeah. Like people will ignore the second message.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I think it's a perfect way to, you know, invade us.
Wait, are you in cahoots with the Germans?
No. I'm not a German spy.
Okay.
I have a German last name.
Let's figure this out after this episode, you and me.
I have an appointment to go to.
Let's get out of here.
So, we want to thank you for listening. Maybe let us know if you have any weird Dutch habits, or, you know, maybe other countries too. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Like weird American habits. I don't know. Maybe you know a few, by the way.
Probably.
So let us know weird habits from your country. If you're German, I apologize.
I don't.
God. Nice Dutch directness, I guess.
Yep. There it is.
Just...
don't care. It was my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. Just don't block him when he's trying to enter the bus, please.
Or leave. Entering, I'm not getting blocked. It's when I'm leaving.
Yeah,
dude, why did you get me angry again?
I'm sorry, dude. Just like... Okay, we should stop, I guess. But it's just, I'm thinking about like when I went to Japan, it's so civilized everywhere.
They're like robots.
The flow of like going in and out of the trains, it all makes sense. It's all like really polite. But anyway.
Let's move to Japan.
Let's move. Yeah, that's like the solution, right? We should all move to Japan.
Possibly a good idea. In a couple of years, the alarms will go off and the country is underwater.
Yeah. We will all die. Especially when it's... You know, on a Monday.
The water will...
It will time it perfectly.
Thank you, God.
Oh. Yeah, he's a funny guy. Anyway, thank you for listening and watching. And we'll catch you on the next rant.
Yes, I hope you guys like this. If you don't, I don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, we're Dutch. We're gonna bike now, and we'll see you later. Hopefully. Without a concussion.
Dus.